Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what I'd like to do once? Just open the show. Would be great. The Obama administration calls for vaccine control. We wanna work on making children in America safer. So we are gonna work to remove vaccines from all doctors' offices around the country. Right now, the highest priority we have. Protect the children. And how do we do that? We take vaccines out of the hands of doctors. We take vaccines, we round them up, we send them up in a spaceship into the sun. Burn them up! That is where we see real safety for children. But no, instead of reality, instead of consciousness, instead of common sense, we have the Obama administration coming for your guns. That's right. And of course, it was predictable. It was predictable. Big news, White House weighing broad gun control agenda in the wake of Newtown shootings. Never let a crisis go to waste. Horrific events occur. Yes, they do. But as horrific as Newtown shooting was and is, the media completely ignores the ongoing violence against children that occurs at every pediatrician's office across America, except for the few pediatricians who have actually woken to the dangers of pseudoscience, of junk science, that is, the vaccine propaganda. And you don't hear this on any other health show in America. Not in the direct way that we talk about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We know firsthand the danger of vaccines. Why? Because I was vaccine damaged as a child. I've told my story a number of times. I may tell it again today. But if you have a story of vaccine damage, you want to get it on the phones today. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Live next couple of hours through GCN, through our affiliates all across the United States and planet Earth. And of course, if you're listening online, hello to all of our listeners through TalkStream Live. And we appreciate you being here. There are no cheap seats. We do not require expiration dating, nor do we require preservatives. Because what is said here on the Robert Scott Bell Show never expires and never goes bad. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Show notes are up. We've got a few stories listed. I've got no scheduled guest today. So if you would like to line up on the phones and you have a question or a comment, you may have an easier time getting in today at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You want to talk about gun control? Shouldn't it be vaccine control? And never been into the government mandating, suppressing, regulating in the same way that many of my friends on the left and even on the right believe. Oh, yeah, we've got to have government involvement in certain things. Like, if it's not to let's say, regulate guns, it's to regulate marriage. Right? So I got you on the left and the right busted. Never mind that being married is between you and your spouse and God, not the government. But all of y'all, is it everyone? No, it's not everyone, I know. So many Americans still believe, whether they consider themselves politically progressive or conservative, believe that government should be involved in your life to regulate some aspect or some, maybe every aspect, especially this gun issue. White House weighing broad gun control agenda in the wake of Newtown shootings, right? There's an article here I link in the Washington Post. It's going all over the place. But yet, the opposite is happening. Isn't it interesting? The very opposite has happened. Now, I don't know if this was their intention, but it could have been an unintended consequence of laying the groundwork for banning certain types of guns, banning clips, certain clips. What has it caused? It's caused gun shows to be more crowded than ever before. Gun sales to be breaking records that were breaking records that they never thought they would break. Because the people, enough people, let's say, in America, recognize that gun control is a Nazi propaganda campaign in 2013. Yes, it is. I would think it was back in 1968. There were gun control measures instituted that were exactly, according to the Jews, for the preservation of firearms ownership. The gun control legislation that took place back in the 1960s was word for word translated from the German Nazi campaign or actual laws that were passed there to do gun control. And here is the thing. If you get into an argument or even a discussion with someone who considers themselves a progressive leftist because they want to protect children, yet they're ignoring the obvious danger of vaccines and drugs, and they get you into a debate, do not argue safety. Do not argue that, well, only so many people die from guns or people who use guns versus other things. Don't even go there. It is not an issue of safety. It is an issue of your God-given rights to defend your life, liberty, and property. Nothing else. Don't go anywhere else. Yes, we can. Of course we can. We can talk about how dangerous vaccines are. We can talk about the reality of how dangerous drugs are and the FDA approval of them. The CDC, the World Health Organization, and all of these organizations allied against your liberty to defend, protect your health freedom. Allied against it. Government, media, medical, all allied against our liberty, our freedom, our children. Sure, we can talk about it, but it's a waste of time because these people believe in the benevolence of government. If only their progressive goodness would just be allowed to shine through, Obama could protect us all from everything. Nonsense. Absolute dangerous nonsense. Don't even argue about the safety of guns compared to the safety of cars or the safety of guns versus the safety of vaccines. It is a birthright. It is a God-given right to defend your life, liberty, and property by any means, as long as you're not violating the rights of others in the process. It doesn't mean you go out and shoot everybody up preemptively, prophylactically. No, that's what modern medicine does. That's what the Department of Defense, which is supposed to be about defense, does because it's adopted the germ theory of Louis Pasteur. All those years ago, Pasteur's curse is upon us. Even though many of you have woken up to recognize the law of the terrain and Antoine Béchamp, that it is not the bug or the germ that is the great danger. It is the imbalance, the toxicity and deficiency of the milieu, the environment, the law of the terrain that rules nature, that is nature, that is the law that basically governs the universe, the law of the terrain. And yet we have allowed our government to run roughshod with this germ theory in order to pretend that the bullets are the danger. Oh, sure, bullets can kill you, but they have to be fired from a gun. Who fires the gun? Humans, some deranged, some not. But the birthright that you have to defend yourself is not dependent upon whether some numbnut or drugged out psychoactive CIA plant shoots up a school. It is not dependent upon that. So don't argue that. Don't go into that. It is a waste of your time and energy and efforts. Simply stick to your rights as they pre-existed, the Bill of Rights, as they pre-existed, the Constitution, as they pre-exist, even the Declaration of Independence. I'm trying to provide some level of efficiency for you as you go out and talk, if you can. I know it's very difficult to talk to a liberal on this issue. And I'm not talking about classical liberals who believe in liberty, because they would also defend your right and obligation to defend your life, liberty, and property. But the current definition of liberal progressive doesn't believe you have a right, believes you must turn over that right, if it even is a right, to the government. And the government is there to protect you. It is not. It is there to react after the fact unless they can institute laws that are precog crimes, precognition. In other words, we know that if you have access to a gun, even though you're a nice person, that's all we need to determine, is that one day you might go off half-cocked. Because, of course, we can't trust you. But we can trust the government, which is made up of deranged people, if I can call them that, that are willing to send drones over to Yemen and Pakistan to even engage the Saudi military, which is a puppet of the U.S. military-industrial complex, which I recognize it's not the U.S. people. It's now a corporation completely divided, distinct from the people, from we the people, that has been taken over by a global industrial complex that has no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States. And so as you go and look at Obama as the gun grabber that he would like to be, and you'll have people still defending, disgusted is the word. When you bring anything up about this, the first thing they have to do is say, but Bush, but Bush, but Bush. Yes, we recognize that. Here we do. We never were Bush defenders here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I am so tired of those on the left who simply say, if you recognize and acknowledge what Obama is doing in terms of destroying the Constitution that was already destroyed by those that preceded Obama. Yes, I recognize that. But can we please get into the present moment and acknowledge what's happening now? Would you like to join me? You can. The number is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Why aren't they disarming doctors from flu shots? Bring the flu shot. Get the flu shots out. Hey, the Fox flu is back. I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. Did you see Fox News this morning? The Robert Scott Bell Show is rocking the health world for you. We'll be right back. RobertScottBell.com. Stay with me.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, the question today on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where is the vaccine control? Where is the drug control? And I don't mean cannabis, even though Patrick Kennedy doesn't want it to be legal. We'll talk about that. Also, top 10 New Year's resolutions for psychiatrists. Great article at Natural News we'll be talking about. Collectivism, does it exist? Great article up at robertscottbell.com. It's linked in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Also, the big question is the White House weighs gun control. As I said, where is the vaccine control? Where is the drug control? Oh, the FDA wants more power to rule over your food. Yeah, the same organization that approves GMOs. Oh, yeah, things are going great in the new year, aren't they? Where's the consciousness shift, I ask you? My good friend Brad Zales, he's the author of Liquid Leadership. He commented just moments ago on the social networks about this issue of gun control. He says, Robert, I give up. You would not believe how many adults refuse to question the side effects of Ritalin, Paxil, and Zoloft, and just state that it's the guns that cause this. Even reputable websites by the drug makers weren't enough to convince them. Right, you know, the ones that acknowledge the side effects of the drugs. Quote, unquote, violent actions and thoughts, rage and suicide as side effects weren't the cause. Sigh, right? This is it. And the fact is, and I'll get into this a little later, the side effects of those drugs are not really side effects. Those are misnomers. You understand why they want to call them drug side effects? You know why? I'll explain that a little later. Why do they want to call them drug side effects when it's not truly a drug side effect? If you've got an answer for that, you can call me right now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Lots of great events coming up in the new year, though. If you want to talk about those who have consciousness shifted or want to, the Health Freedom Expo is coming up March 1st through the 3rd in Long Beach, California. 2 weeks after that, exactly 2 weeks after that, back in Long Beach on the Queen Mary, there'll be an Alive and Healthy conference. My dear friend Washali, who I just had on the program on Friday, Liam Sheff, who you hear occasionally on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and many others will be together on the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California in the new year. Absolutely incredible events coming your way on the West Coast, and I look forward to that, but always check in at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts or the RSS feed so you'll be plugged in to everything going on the moment it is happening, or well before it. Vaccine control. Where is the vaccine control? Now, we're going to move on from that. If you have a call on it, we'll come back to it. The fox flu. Beware the fox flu. I was catching the morning news this morning on Fox just to check out what the mainstream polluted toxic media. And just in case I have any progressive liberal listeners out there, I'm about to trash Fox News. That's right. They had their two doctors, Manny Alexander, I think, and some other doctor in New York City going, get your flu shot. Get your flu shots here. Don't wait. The flu season's in full swing. It's going to get worse unless you get your flu shot. And Dr. Manny, he's like, oh, no shame at all for Dr. Manny on Fox News. He says it. You know, the question by one of the Fox News babes. She's saying, I didn't want to get the flu shot, but man, you convinced me and you gave it to me this morning. Yeah, I bet you gave it to her. Gave her the flu shot because she said, I'm healthy, I eat well, why should I get a flu shot? What did Dr. Manny say? Can you guess? Fox News babe, you're a moo cow. Moo. Because he said herd immunity. Herd immunity. Even though herd immunity is BS, it doesn't exist. He says, because you are a potential carrier. You're a potential Fox News flu typhoid Mary. You have got to get your flu shot, even if you're not susceptible to get the flu. Because it's responsible. You're being nice to your fellow man and woman and child. You're being so kind and loving if you would just get your flu shot, Manny Alexander. Manny, he wants you to get your flu shot because of herd immunity. Herd immunity! It doesn't exist, folks. But yet, she got it. And he had the audacity to get out there and claim. These dunderheaded doctors, do you understand me when I say if you have a medical degree and you don't speak out against this, you are guilty of Fox News flu genocide. How many people are going to have to suffer direct impact, negative impact of flu shots? How many people are going to have to suffer the direct negative impact of flu shots because you don't speak out against this nonsense, this medical genocide, iatrogenicide, iatrogenic causes of disease? If they don't get the flu or something worse, because this is what Manny says, hey, you can't get the flu from the flu shot because the virus is dead. It's not, and of course, there's no such thing as a living virus, but you know what I mean. They say it's dead. It can't give you the flu. But what is the flu if all of the symptoms of the flu shot are nearly identical to the flu itself? I'm sorry, am I getting animated here? You're damn straight I'm getting animated here. I mean, you got the Fox News flunky doctors out there promoting the flu shot. Oh, this year's strain is identical. We've nailed it. H3N2. We got it in there. We are rocking and rolling. And darn it, only 37% of you have gotten the shot. What's wrong with you people? That's exactly why they're propagandizing. They've got more flu shots sitting there unsold and unused. So they have to raise the fear. And they're like, we're not trying to frighten you. We're not trying to frighten you. Oh, really? You're not trying to frighten us? In the meantime, you're saying flu is bad and worse and you're going to kill children and pregnant women if you all healthy people don't get your flu shot. What are they trying to do? Now, granted, here I'm picking on Fox News and their doctors, but it's the same damn story on MSNBC. And I'm sorry, am I using four-letter words here? These are allowed by the FCC, by the way. Am I? Yes, because disgust is an understatement now. They allow this to keep going on. Of course, less of you, I hope, are tuning into that. I watch it just so I can report on it for you to help wake you up or your friends, family, neighbors, wake them up as to the disaster of watching Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all of these stations that continue to propagandize this medical collectivism. And that's what this is. That's why there's this great story John Rappaport just wrote up there at robertscottbell.com about collectivism. Nothing to see here. Move along. Oh, collectivism doesn't exist. Do you get the flu as a group, or do you get it only as an individual? And what is the flu? As I said, if the flu shot can cause all the symptoms of it, but the doctors on TV say it's not the flu, then what is it? What is the flu? I ask you. All of those symptoms, are they the flu, or are they your body's desperate attempt to detoxify and remove the metabolic waste, environmental toxic poisons, gastrointestinal imbalance scenarios that were set up and precipitated starting in Halloween, moving through Thanksgiving, and on through the Christmas season because you've abused your body with even good food to excess? Was there any discussion of probiotics? Anybody? Bueller? Fox News, Dr. Bueller, are you in? No, none. Here, of course. You want to prevent the flu? Give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com right now. He's at 866-424-1077 and say, Jonathan, get me some Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, please. RSB sent you. I got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We got an hour and a half to go. 800-259-5791. Give me a holler. We'll be glad to talk to you on the air. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Send me a message, and we'll get to that on the air as well. We'll be right back with lots more healing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $449. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. I'm going to give you a separate number right now. And this, you can reach me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a voicemail message. We'll get to it. If you want, we can play it on the air during the 5 additional days of the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. And archives are available through GCN on Sundays as well as through iTunes. Both shows available through iTunes all of the time. My number, 866-424. What is it, Bell? Yeah, 2355, 866-939-BELL, 2355. Anyway, we do have calls on the line as well. I want to go to Jake, I believe, is in Texas. What about vaccine control, Jake? They're calling about gun control. They want your guns. What about taking vaccines away from doctors? What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Bell. So I'm driving through Austin right now and never heard your show before. I'm actually a medical student, and so I guess from that you can kind of take where my beliefs are with regards to vaccinations. And so I just wanted to kind of clear up your opinions on this. And
sure.
Do you believe that current vaccination regimens have absolutely no use in the public sector?
They're actually very useful for the medical industrial complex because they create chronic disease if they don't outright kill you in the beginning. Not the least of which is the mention, of course, the autism that they claim there's no link because they go after Dr. Wakefield to say he was discredited when the lead researcher was completely exonerated on the very same study in England, but you don't hear about that.
So what are your beliefs about the use of vaccinations to wipe out you know, viral illnesses such as smallpox, you know, against influenza. I mean, there's obvious, and polio. I mean, what are your beliefs about Salkin Sabin vaccinations that were created? You know,
Jake, it's a fantastic question. Absolutely. I'm glad you're asking it, especially before you get fully indoctrinated in medical school, because a lot of the things we were told in history were not based on fact, but were based on propaganda and lies. I would encourage you to read my dear friend. His name is Liam Sheff, and he's written a book called Official Stories. Goes into the whole history of vaccines. In fact, there's a seminar I did with John Rappaport, 10 hours plus of audio, going through the entire history of vaccines called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. Now, the reality is, we have a law of the terrain, which is distinct and different from Louis Pasteur and the germ theory, the idea that viruses cause disease and germs cause disease, when in reality they are the result of the disease. It is the upset or imbalance of the terrain, the toxins, the deficiencies, the inability to eliminate metabolic waste as well. Always throughout history, you'll see the common theme in these massive diseases, pandemics, epidemics, is a terrain issue. Completely not looked at because it doesn't promote a certain agenda that, of course, promotes this idea that if you stimulate artificially an antibody response in the body, that you're automatically going to be immune, which we know is not true, because the 97% of the people getting the whooping cough now are fully vaccinated. 97%. You tell me where the vaccines are preventing whooping cough. And then, of course, the concept of herd immunity is collectivism. Medical collectivism, yes, but collectivism nonetheless, which is a very dangerous philosophy because it disregards individual health, individual freedom, and the right to make decisions about this.
That's all great, but my other question was, what's your standard of, you know, what's your metric, your standard guideline for information? Because there's, you know, these individuals with these books on, mm-hmm. you know, discussing the history of vaccinations, and that's all great, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's just a few guys with, you know, a 12-hour seminar that can talk to you and, you know, spew their ideas at you, but, you know, it's just hard for me to believe as the, you know, as a regular guy that,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of theory about viral illness and bacterial illness. And
it's not my theory, Jake. There's a whole history here that you're missing.
But it kind of flies in the face of the real history
It flies in the face of the official story, and we've got the author of Official Stories coming up next. Hang on the phone there. Jake, if you'd like to discuss this more, I'm fascinated that you're willing and open to discuss it rationally. Very nice of you to do so, not screaming. We don't need to do that. But you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, of course, five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio, robertscottbell.com. Back with Liam Sheff and Official Stories after the break.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in a 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RyanMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The links are up. Go to robertscatbell.com, plug it in, say thanks to all our sponsors here, and oh my gosh, we got to help Jake out before he's totally deceived. He's in medical school. He just called. He dropped. We wanted him to on, but hey, I got Liam Sheff, the author of Official Stories, is with us, and of course, you and I, Liam, are going to be at the Health Freedom Expo and another event a couple of weeks later talking about a lot of these issues, especially the history of vaccines that is not in the medical textbook that Jake is reading.
Am I allowed to talk? I'm just a clown who wrote a book.
Oh, yes. No, you must. You have to talk. It's required here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But if Jake had his way, I wouldn't be allowed to speak because, he hasn't paid me $500,000 to lie to him.
What do you mean by that, Liam?
Well, he's going to medical school. He's going to be in hock for $400,000 by the time he ends. By his diction and his choice of words, I'm not guessing that he came up in a blue-blooded family. He wasn't using participles entirely correctly. So let's say that because he's not paying me $400,000, like the guys who wrote the official stories that he's supposed to be reading in medical school. Medical school is now that's prescribed how many drugs per year that kill how many people per year? How many people per year? 200,000? 300,000? 400,000? Depending on the numbers and the way that you look at it, you end up with a conservative 150 or so thousand people a year dying on what standard medicine is prescribing to them. That's not talking about the number of people they're killing in hospitals. So, allow me to take my pinch of salt before I trust the current medical authorities. Now, can we just talk a little about polio because he mentioned that?
Yes, please.
Robert, you're so low-key today.
No, listen, I'm just, look, you missed my opening monologue. Back in the first half hour, I was just probably yelling, and I scared all the little old ladies off of the show today. But now I'm calm. Jake was actually calm. He was respectful. Sometimes you get the vaccine yellers that are really upset because we're giving an alternate view, another viewpoint that is actually rooted in real history.
Oh, he was respectful but smug. And, questions are still leading. Why doesn't he ask the question, why do I trust what's in my textbook? So imagine that we ask that question instead. Why do we trust what's in our textbook? You go and you look up polio. It says that there's a little bug that causes polio. Then go look up the CDC data for how often the bug that causes polio is supposed to cause polio. Here's what you find. You find that 99.9% of the time, polio bug that they say causes polio doesn't cause paralytic polio. In other words, the thing that doesn't cause polio that causes polio doesn't cause polio 99% of the time, 99%+ of the time. So yes. A logical person, somebody who's not paying $400,000 to be lied to, would probably say, well, that doesn't sound like it causes anything. What else is going on? That's what you have to do. You have to say, that's the mainstream. 99% of the time, we don't have the parallel. So what's really happening? The answer, Robert, Jake, buddy. Environmental, toxicological, pesticides, what was happening in the early 1900s to the mid-1900s? We were industrializing. We were moving to cities. We were growing food in larger amounts, but not on old, not on family farms, but in increasingly large monocrop farms. And in order to get these things to grow this way, and in order to transport them to the cities, they had to be coated with Robert Scott Bell.
Oh my gosh! The bomb-making material of World War II.
Yes, more or less pesticides. That's exactly more or less the chemical weapons of World War I.
yeah, that as well. Mm-hmm.
Right, had to be put on your food. So you have arsenic and lead and copper in various forms called Paris green and other forms of anti.
Mm-hmm. Like copper arsenate, which never been known to be really good for you.
Yeah, copper, eating copper, not good for eating. Arsenic, they made a movie about it. It was called Arsenic and Old Lace. It was a comedy about killing people, so you understand what that's about. So this is what was happening. So you notice that polio was called the summer plague. Why was it? You can look that up, Jake. It was called the summer plague. What kind of virus, what kind of transmissible thing happens more when people are outside versus inside, closed indoors, sneezing on each other? Right, pesticides. So we're looking. What is it, Robert? What did they didn't like this Paris green after a while. What did they replace it with?
Let's see. Where did they go to? Some other things like DDT.
DDT, a potent neurotoxin.
Oh my gosh! Could Liam?
Paralyzed.
Is it possible that a potent neurotoxin could have anything to do with, let's say, neurotoxicity and paralysis?
Sense a giant moment of duh coming our way.
Yes, we got to take a quick break here, though. Liam Sheff is my surprise guest today. He's the author of Official Stories. You can check it out online and, of course, get a copy. And actually, Jake, you know what? You could save $400,000 of debt by just getting Official Stories, reading through that. And he won't be propagandized into becoming part of the iatrogenic disaster. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime. program starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, one of the greatest books to make sense out of some of this medical propaganda, including that which Jake asked about the whole history of vaccines, is Official Stories, the author and good friend of me and the show. Can you be a good friend of the show, Liam? Is that possible? Are you a good friend of the show?
Well, we've gone out a couple of times. mostly I guess in Dutch.
Yeah, a live remote would definitely qualify as a date, I guess, huh? Well, listen, it's good to have you back on board. I know your ears were burning when Jake had called, and I'm glad to have you on board. We do have another caller, and I do want to get into this. We've got a lot of posters you've been working on that are coming out at the Health Freedom Expo and the Healthy Alive and Healthy Expo that we've got going on out in Long Beach, California in March of 2013, so a couple of months away. But we also have Leanne holding up in Alaska, and she's a little colder than Liam is right now. Leanne, are you on? You are on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome.
Hi, Robert. I really enjoy your show, and I just had this question. The other day I heard on the news that there was, like, this massive flu outbreak, and they're all puzzled as what was going on, and then they said they figured out that the flu that's giving everybody problems this year is type B, and everybody is vaccinated for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to have to do, be vaccinated all over again?
Yeah, it's a great thing. And this morning on Fox News, they're all claiming that, hey, we got the right thing in the flu shot this year. We threw it on the dartboard and it worked. We got H3N2. But as you rightly point out, another official story from the other coast says, oh, it's the B. We have the A type. So what is the real story? It's whatever they want to make it to push the vaccines that they cannot sell, that because only 37% of Americans are dunderheaded enough as of now to accept them, except add one dunderhead, that Fox News babe this morning on Fox News. So, Leanne, great, great observation there. And, Liam, this also goes right into the wheelhouse of how facts change right in the midst of the flu outbreak that isn't.
You know, I'm so far outside of... Don't you just turn off the mainstream news stream after a while? You have to stay more in it than I do because you do a daily show.
Yeah.
But... you know, if you don't listen to this stuff, it's like it's not real because it doesn't affect anybody, you know. What we were talking about with Jake, teasing him a little, but, you know, what polio was, he said, well, in the mainstream literature, polio was no, wrong. In the mainstream literature, doctors Ralph Scobie, Morton Biskin testified before Congress saying that polio was toxicological, saying it was pesticides and DDT. You know, these are medical papers. You had Dr. Fred Klenner in the South essentially treating all of these different diseases with ascorbic acid or sodium ascorbate, aka vitamin C, and reversing polio in peer-reviewed papers, and I think 60 of 60 patients. So, you know, the idea that the mainstream knows anything is really contradicted, but you have to look deeper. He also mentioned smallpox. You know, you read the history of Edward Jenner and smallpox, you realize in his own time he was called a fraud. He backpedaled three significant times from this thing stops smallpox to, of course, this thing doesn't stop smallpox in his own lifetime. It's in his biography. So don't tell me what they tell you in medical school. You go figure out what they don't tell you. Now, when they talk about the flu, what do they mean? What's the environmental stuff that's going on? What's the state that it's in? What's the city that it's in? What's being dumped? What's in the air? What are they spraying? That's a good question, isn't it?
No, you can't ask that, Liam. No, you cannot ask that. You would be immediately removed from any mainstream newscast if you brought that up.
Hey, well, we breathe in. Nobody thinks about it, but you walk. I mean, I'm a pedestrian, so I think about it more often. But you walk by machines that are expelling toxic fumes all day long. We really don't live in the cleanest environment. It's probably a little cleaner than, I don't know, turn of the century London. But we're in some ways, but we're breathing more lead and more. I know we've de-leaded the gas, but we're breathing more carbon compounds from gasoline, and we're breathing more of the additives to gas. They're putting stuff called genetically modified organisms into our bodies, and then they inject us many, many times with essentially animal and human proteins, DNA, and chemicals called adjuvants. So they want to talk about outbreaks. But what do you mean? Do they mean 50 people? You know what the CDC calls an outbreak? If three people get the flu.
Yes.
Oh,
and by the way,
people have the flu.
I should mention this, Liam, and I wanted you on board, but we couldn't get a hold of you. You know that. We've got Petros from Greece coming on Monday on the show. And I've been, we had him on a couple of weeks back, and he's on the ground. And we are going to cover the public health issue, the scam of Tamiflu, which is scammy flu, the scam of the swine flu pandemic of 2009, the redefinition of the word pandemic to be basically meaningless. As you said, three people have it. It's a pandemic. Run, everybody.
Well, that's what they do. And you know, when I was investigating the swine, the bird flu of 2006, which was nonsense, I got a hold of the papers that were like the ground zero. They were little children in Vietnam who'd been swimming in essentially polluted water canals. They went into the hospital. One of them was drugged with IV, incredibly toxic antibiotics, beta-lactam antibiotics, high, you know, what looked like very high doses, nonstop for a couple of weeks, and the child died. Mm-hmm. You know, the other child didn't die. You know, they then call this a bird flu. Well,
incredible.
If you take me and put me in a hospital for 3 weeks and feed me hospital food and drug me with IV, I could die within that 3 weeks. You know, just take me out today and do that. You could kill somebody, anybody, in 3 weeks. A very mm-hmm. small body like that, a week or
yeah.
you know, like a child who's already sick from breathing, that's what they call a bird flu. You know, what they called a swine flu when it started in Mexico, around what? Around the factory farms, the pig factory farms, which are filled with the methane, you know, which have methane coming out of these disgusting canals where all the feces and urine goes. All of these toxic ammonia is coming out of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you might not feel great in that environment. Gosh, I wonder why.
I wonder why. As you said, the moment of duh. And by the way, Jake out there, if you're still out there, there are a lot of other ways, and this is one of the things that they don't tell you, to prevent, for instance, the flu, to prevent neurological paralysis through by toxins, not necessarily viruses. And as I said, if all of the so-called symptoms of flu are mimicked by those who get flu shots, but they say it's not the flu, then what is the flu if all the symptoms are the same? These are toxicological issues that are ignored. And of course, next hour I will have to go proactive, because Leanne from Alaska was sort of asking, what do? Have to get another flu shot? No. We'll talk about some of the remedies that you can utilize to prevent and reverse flu that are maybe not even approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Oh my gosh, is that possible? In the meantime, get official stories. Look it up. It's on Amazon. You can get it there. Liam Sheff, thank you, my dear friend. And we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after the news break. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWars. Team.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.